You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, that was kind of timely. Howie Rose in the Rangers car, and then we were talking about the Mets winning the pennant and losing to the Royals, and there's Howie Rose talking about the Mets winning the pennant. That's kind of cool.
I saw an article, which I first thought was like, you know, like Baseball Reference is a very reputable.
Very reputable.
Right?
Yep.
Baseball Reference. I'm like, this is a very reputable thing. And the headline was something like, the Yankees have no shot to make the playoffs based on Baseball Reference. I was like, whoa.
And I saw their games won is like 70 or something.
Yeah, they have Baseball Reference has the Yankees at a 2.7% chance to make the postseason.
Yeah, what is that based on?
And win just 71 games.
Now, we've seen teams that we thought would be really good not be. That's not going to be the case with this team. What is that possibly based on?
So, delving more into the article, I think I read this in the New York Post. It says that Baseball Reference looks at run differential.
Okay.
And strength of schedule from the previous 100 games.
Fair enough.
They then run a simulation 1,000 times. The problem is it doesn't take into account anything you've done in the
offseason,
like signing Juan Soto.
Well, but how do you come up with that projection then? Because that you're basing it off last season's team. There's so much turnover.
They're basing it really off of last season's last 100 games.
No,
so
I know.
So if you had like got off to a great start in your first 62
Understood.
Games.
Understood. Yeah. But that doesn't. What I don't understand is how would they not plug in what Juan Soto has done in his career now as a member of the Yankees? How would they not plug in the fact that Anthony Rizzo was out due to injury and not take into effect what he has done in his career and what you would expect this season? That doesn't make sense.
It does not make sense, which is why, although I read the entire article because I really wanted to grasp it, Baseball Reference should have a different formula. They're we just said they're reputable, Jerry.
They are reputable, but that's a bad formula, especially when I think they're over under in Vegas is 91.5 or something.
Yeah, it was way off from the sports books.
92 and it's a much bigger number than that.
Yeah.
What did it have for the Mets? Did anybody check?
No, I didn't look at it.
Imagine the Mets at 88.5 or something.
Yeah, probably higher.
Although with their last 100 games, they're over-under. They might project them at 55 wins.
That's correct.
My God.
Yeah, so the Baseball Reference has the Yankees projected with less wins than the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Okay.
The who?
Well, I think you got all you need to know about those projections.
I like this move, Jerry. Dave Roberts, the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, putting a positive spin on the Shohei Ohtani situation.
Okay.
He sees a positive in this, Jerry. He says...
I'd love to hear this.
Since his interpreter was also his best friend, he felt that Shohei had a bit of a buffer between him and his other teammates. And he says, quote, "There's no longer a buffer. I think I've already seen in the last couple of days, I think Shohei has been even more engaging with his teammates. And I think there's only upside with that."
Oh, that's true.
Positive.
As long as the gambling stuff doesn't come back to bite him in the ass.
That would be not positive.
That would be not positive. Because I do agree that that's probably a good thing going forward for him and the team and relationships. The problem is the little thing that over here in this corner that's still going to be ongoing is this whole gambling thing.
That could be a problem.
It sounds like it's a big... And the more I read about it, the more I don't believe him. I really don't.
I know. What happens is, like, I saw the press conference. I want to believe him. I don't like how we always think everybody's guilty immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, yesterday, we opened the warm-up show talking about this. I said to you, why are people not believing? And then you laid out some things. I was like, good point. Then again, the rest of the day goes on, and I go back to thinking, oh, you know. And then I click on BT and Sal brings up a really great point, and I'm like, huh.
Which was? Do you remember?
Trying to think what his...
Because there's so much smoke around this. That's the problem.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I can't recall what, but it was a really good point
yeah.
that made me go, oh, right, right.
Mm-hmm. Even the fact that he had zero idea of this as they go into the team meeting and he tells the team before he tells Ohtani what he's telling the team.
Oh, what? I know the thing Sal brought up. That he was, if the guy had stolen the money from him, while he had to know that when he was buddies with him in the dugout
mm-hmm.
of the very first game, laughing it up with him.
Right.
Like, this doesn't make sense.
No, none of it makes sense. And if this is the case, why has this guy not been, why have they not pressed charges for grand larceny? He didn't steal $400 from him. It's $4.5 million.
Yeah.
Like, put him in jail. Like, he hasn't been arrested yet.
No, he has not.
And because of the way he did it, I don't even think it's a situation where Ohtani decides not to press charges. I think the
government just arrest him.
Has to press charges.
Yeah. Right. I think there's going to be so much that comes out of this. And I don't know if it's good or bad. I have no idea. But we're going to learn a lot.
Yeah, I'm all for it, though. Like, I love learning a little bit more every day. I feel like I didn't learn much yesterday. I want to get a little bit more today, Jerry. I need more internet sleuths out there.
Well, you need the Los Angeles media to go hard on Ohtani.
I think they're lazy out there, the L.A. media.
I don't know about
that. And you have to start working on the 30 for 30 right now, Al. You should produce it.
Yeah. We need a 30 for 30 or a Netflix docuseries.
Well, it's got to play itself out, though.
It does. Yeah, I can't start yet.
And keep in mind, too, no questions 2 days ago.
Right.
He did that. I knew he spoke to them. I did not realize until mid-morning yesterday that not. I thought he took a couple of questions at the end. That was 12 minutes of just reading from a statement, basically.
There will be no questions.
None. Zero.
Why
zilch.
Can't Bill Belichick do that at the end of games? Go, there will be no questions. Here's my statement on the game.
Get fined.
Oh, you have to answer questions in the NFL?
Yes. Yes, you do.
Oh, right. Remember Marshawn Lynch was like, I'm only here because I'm going to get so
correct.
I don't get fired.
Get fined.
Or mm-hmm. fined.
Yep. Exactly right.
Eric Decker, Jerry, you remember him? He played
for
the
Eric Decker.
Boy, he had a great time in Denver when he had Peyton Manning that year,
yeah.
right? He had a nice solid year.
He was okay here too.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good with the Jets.
Yep.
He put a photo up on social media yesterday. He underwent a vasectomy.
Okay.
After having his fourth child,
he's done.
No more children, Jerry.
Four's a lot.
That's a weird. I still do not understand the vasectomy. I know they cut the tube where the sperm go.
Mm-hmm.
But don't they still, the sperm get made?
Yeah, but I think they end up in, it's like, I think the analogy is they end up in a pool and die.
They're like just stuck in this tube?
I believe so.
That goes nowhere? Like a dead end street?
I believe that's exactly what it is.
And they just die there.
I'm pretty sure.
Every day there's just sperm dying.
I think if you're producing it, that's what happens.
Because you still get...
And some can slip through the cracks. It's not 100%. It's like 99, right? Am I wrong about this, Eddie? It's not 100%.
Correct.
But yeah.
How, if the tube is cut, how's it getting out of the tube to sneak through?
Well, you ever see the animals that can squeeze through little cracks?
Yeah, like a mouse will collapse its body.
Apparently with that, it's not 100%. I had a friend of mine that did it on a lunch break and never told his wife.
Now
she still doesn't know.
Always when March Madness starts, you would see these things where the March Madness.
The Wednesday before.
Yeah, like these doctors run vasectomy specials so that you can come in during your lunch, watch the NCAA tournament, get the snip, don't even tell anyone.
Or do it on Wednesday so that you have Thursday off and you're watching basketball all day when you're home recovering. Because that's got to be a bad scene down there for 24 hours.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That can't be good. That cannot be good.
When they just go and snip.
That's why I said to my friend, like, how do you hide that? He's like, I went on a business trip. Oh, my God. Dude.
He timed it right.
But he's got a good handful of kids, too. And he's like, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
We've got a great family. No. It's okay.
This is plenty
Listen,
of children.
You do what you want, man. And then when she does find out 10 years from now, 20 years from now, that you decided to have a vasectomy and not tell her, good luck with that.
I mean, imagine having a baby with having a vasectomy. Like, what a miracle baby that would be.
Sure.
That baby probably going to cure.
How about this scenario? You have an affair. You have a vasectomy. Don't think there's any chance. Oof. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Not good.
That's not going to be good, Jerry.
Not good. All right, take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get you Boomer and Geo in here and wrap things up. Odyssey Sports Minute, Amy Lawrence. Oh, I like this title, Eddie. How the NFL Stole Christmas.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, we got a couple seconds left before we get you Boomer and Geo. What'd you leave out there, Al?
I saw that. Remember we had heard that Jim Harbaugh was going to be living in an RV.
Yeah, he was real.
Yeah, that was real. He was a little
had a garage sale, and then he got in his RV and he's in LA now.
Yeah, he was in an RV next to, I guess, the offensive coordinator also was in an RV.
Okay,
next to him.
It oddly sounds kind of cool.
Well, that's coming to an end because his family is now moving
and building a house.
Yeah, so they're going to move into their rental.
How much money you'd save though?
Right, if you live in an RV,
sold my house, lives in an RV, it'd be fun.
I'm almost in the place the size of an RV. If I could just get a...
You could commute to work with it.
Right. Monday through Friday.
Just stay here.
I'm parked out front.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.